Yesterday was a day of interesting weather across our area. In our valley locations, we were stuck in some dense fog for most of the day, and as a result, temperatures held only in the 30s to near 40 degrees. In comparison, the higher elevations were above that fog bank. With bright sunny skies, temperatures warmed through the 40s to near 50 degrees. The fog lingered in spots through the night, and as temperatures fell to and below the freezing mark, we had some freezing fog and icy spots through late night into this morning. And even through the day today, we've had some areas of fog that have been rather stubborn and slow to burn off. So tough to burn off fog in December. And of course, the sun angle is at its lowest as we approach and move into the beginning of the winter season. So with low sun angle, it's a little bit more challenging to eliminate that fog, and that's been the case here over the past couple of days. Moving into tonight, a weak cold front will come by, actually work from north to south. There's very little moisture with this front, so we're not really expecting much in the way of precipitation, but we will see some clouds at times. But we're still looking for the potential for some locally dense fog. There's not much wind in the forecast, and typically when it's not very windy, it's much easier for fog to form. So once again tonight, we'll have some areas of fog that may turn icy as temperatures dip below the freezing mark. So some icy spots are possible through the night into tomorrow morning. And moving through the day tomorrow, we'll see a blend of clouds and sunshine. It will be a little bit cloudier across the north country and a little bit brighter from the capital region on south. Temperatures tomorrow will be on the cool side, basically right around the 40 degree mark for your Tuesday afternoon. Things remain quiet on Wednesday with partly sunny skies. Our next disturbance comes by on Thursday that could bring us a couple of rain or snow showers. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, partly cloudy, areas of locally dense fog, low in the 20s to around 30. And for tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, high in the upper 30s to lower 40s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, partly cloudy, with areas of locally dense fog, low in the 20s to around 30. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, high in the upper 30s to lower 40s. For the Southeastern Catskills, Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, and Interior Southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, partly cloudy with areas of locally dense fog, low in the upper 20s to lower 30s, and for tomorrow, a mixture of sun and clouds with highs in the 40s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. For tonight, partly cloudy, areas of locally dense fog, low 25 to 30, and for tomorrow, a mixture of clouds and sun with highs in the upper 30s to lower 40s. Region-wide on Wednesday, partly sunny, high in the 40s, and on Thursday, partly to mostly cloudy, with a chance of passing rain and snow showers, with highs in the 40s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.